Okay. I want to share with you a thought that I said by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva 2 years ago. The starting point. But before I share that, I just want to tell you a story. I had an extraordinary Shabbos. I was away for Shabbos. I was by a Simcha. It was a family Simcha. Shabbos was a family. I was not part of the family. They reserved 92 rooms in the hotel. That's about 200 people were there. There were 4 non-family couples, and the rest was all family, all related. The chasna was, it was a chasna, Arab Shabbos. Friday afternoon was the chasna, like they used to do in Europe. And then there was some dancing afterwards, and then people who didn't stay for Shabbos left. And then the Sudas Chasna was Friday night, where they used to do it in Europe. It was actually done, for, the primary reason it was done like that is it saved money. You could use your Shabbos Suda and your Chasna Suda would be one Suda. The Mice, it's an extraordinary, people come for a Chasna, for a Simcha, and they have to leave. This day was able to spend the Shabbos together, the whole Shabbos, the family was able to stay over Shabbos and enjoy each other's company over a Shabbos. So it was a beautiful, beautiful Simcha. The Kala was an older single woman who married an Alman with 6 children. The people who stayed for Shabbos were the Kala's siblings and their families. The Kala's mothers, the Kala's aunts and uncles and their families. The Chosin's siblings and their families. And the previous wife's family, siblings, parents also. Shabbos morning, before Musaf, the father of the Nifteris, 2 years ago, spoke, and he gave a bracha to the Chasan Kala. Extremely moving to do such a thing. Bashal Shudis, 2 brothers of the previous wife, the Nifteris, got up and sang Gramen for 15 minutes. I can't have to tell you how many stanzas there were in 15 minutes. It was 15 minutes of stanzas of Gramen. It's a lot of stanzas. In rhyme, between using English, Yiddish, Aramaic, and Hebrew, it was able to get everything to rhyme. A little bit of poetic license once in a while, but with the chorus in the middle. And they spoke about the fact that now there's going to be an onan kosher on the bias again, and there's going to be an akaris bias again, and they're talking about the woman who's taking the place of their sister. And I was just, this is the last event of the whole Shabbos. Watching Malachim, that's almost what I felt like. With Simcha, with smiles, being happy for their nieces and nephews, being happy for their brother-in-law, that Baruch Hashem, he has Simcha in his life again. And they said to Ha'ora, one of the 2 brothers said, at the end of Rus, we have the bracha that Klai Yisrael gives, the Beis Lechem they give to Boaz and Rus, that the Isha into your bias will be like Rachel and Leah, Shabon Hashem. So he said, why Rachel? Why this bracha, Rachel Leah specifically? He says, it's because Yaakovina got married late. And Boaz was not a young man, because I'll say he was quite old. Ruth was already married. She wasn't young either. And they were wondering, will they build a bias together? Will they be able to do it? And that's the bracha, that even Yaakovina got married very late. But they were able to build a bias together. And that's the bracha that they gave her. So it got me to thinking about chasnas in general. There's a tremendous simcha by a chasna. This is an extraordinary simcha to be focused like that. Nobody believes that this the road, except for the chasna kala, nobody believes that the road ahead is going to be smooth. Every couple goes through challenges, whether it's between the two of them, nisyanos that they go through in life, whether the challenge is financial, the challenge is having children, the challenges of the children that they have, dealing with them, medical issues, chinuch issues, financial issues. So why are we so happy by a chasna? It's like, sort of like, you know, let's enjoy it now, because tomorrow is going to be a mess. You know, might as well have a good time now. Is that the pshat? Is that how you understand it? Like, what's the pshat? So this aura, I have this aura, I simply made a shaveva. So, Chazal said, they spent the whole night dancing with, you know, Chazal, have the, you know, the whole night they were misameach. They find in the morning, they go out to the Mayan, and they're shy of the Mayan, and they come back, and they part of the Mizbeach. If you would have asked me to script the order of the events, the mitzvah is Nisach HaMayim. There's no mitzvah of Shivas Mayim. The mitzvah is Nisach HaMayim. Shivas Mayim is a Hechatim Zubah Alma for Nisach HaMayim. So I would have suggested that they sleep, have a good night's sleep. Right? They get up, the Kohen goes by himself with maybe two escorts, they go to the Mayim and they get the water. They come back, and B'Shas Nisach HaMayim, they have this tremendous excitement, tremendous celebration in the Beis HaMikdash. That would have made sense to me. But the whole night before the She'iva, seems to be the Iker is the She'iva. And it's called Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Kuda is not the She'iva, the Kuda is Nisach HaMayim, that's the mitzvah. Hold that question. Hold on to it. What creates simcha? Person doesn't have money, he gets money, he feels very big simcha. Person is trying to get married for a long time, he gets married, there's tremendous simcha. But that simcha doesn't seem to last. What's in the kuda? Person has a child, it's gemalding a simcha. A few months later, it's not the same. He's half a zombie because he hasn't slept, but that's part of the reason also. But right? Simcha comes from a milia of a chesaron. If there's something missing, and we fill it, that's what creates simcha. So a person doesn't have money, gets money, he feels simcha. He has money already. Doesn't have the same simcha with the money. If you'd be a very philosophical person and you'd be very oisker chesh and oisker reckoned, these persons are much more simple for money that he's had for 2 years than the money he just got. He didn't accomplish anything with the money yet. I have 2 years, I made a very good deal, I became very wealthy. I didn't, but if I would be, right? Right? I've had it for years, Baruch Hashem, it's a gewaltige simcha. We don't relate to it like that. The moment of the mealy of the chasorin is the moment of simcha. The person goes from not having to having. A person who waited very long for a simcha will hold on to the simcha for longer. A person who waited very long to have children, he has a child, he'll be mesameach with that much longer than somebody else. The chasorin was greater. Simcha comes when we fill something inside of ourselves. What are we missing? So I'm a rabbi, and I'm supposed to say, well, you're missing your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and right, you're missing spirituality in your life, holiness, right? Honestly, I don't think most of them take a poll right now, an anonymous poll between the people, if that's what they feel they're missing in their lives, I'm not sure that would be on the top of their list. Maybe, you know, a person does a Dover Tov. goes out of his way, helps somebody. There's a feeling of simcha. The Gaon says simcha doesn't mean rejoicing. Simcha means a feeling of a good feeling of contentment. Feeling of happiness means a feeling of contentment. You feel good about something. We all feel good when we do whatever type. Why? Because yes, we are missing that feeling of that feeling of being doing the right thing. Doing the right thing means a value. It's a tremendously valuable to us. And when we accomplish it, we feel good about it. But so the Yetzer Hara plays the game. Yetzer Hara says, so I'm going to let the guy feel good about it. He's going to do it. So I tell him, really? You did it once. You think that you're something. You feel good about it. There's a whole year ahead of you. It's not enough to do it one time. You got to do it every day. You're not enough to learn for an hour about smadda and have a geshmak. You got to learn 8 hours today, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours. You can't make 14 hours. So what'd you accomplish? You decide to work on, the whatever your issue is, like your lashon hara. So you held out one day, shkoyach. Come on, honestly, the shame shemaim, you should know that the point is that till next Rosh Hashanah, you got to hold on to this. So the Yetzer Hara doesn't let you be misameach with what you've accomplished. Because you didn't really fill your chesorim, because your chesorim was davar toiv. You didn't get a davar toiv. You got an eighth of a davar toiv, a 16th of a davar toiv. 1,000th of a davar toiv. You got to last the gansayor. Came on the Chacham and said, you know what simcha is? Simcha is starting. We're going to go out to draw water. We might not make it to Shiloyach. We might not make it back. The water might not become possible before we pour it on the Mizbeach. I don't care. But let's at least start. That's a simcha beis hashoev. Starting a davar toiv is a davar chashav ad lemoed. What'll be? I know there could be bumps along the way. That's not going to be perfect. I never promised to be perfect. It wasn't supposed to be perfect. And that's not the job. The job is to start. That's the simcha of a chassid. Yes, of course, there's a tremendous bumps ahead. But what's the other option? Not to start because of that. So we say, you know what? I'm starting a davar toiv. Davar toiv is tremendously, it's mamala a chesaron in me. I feel bad that I don't have this. It's something missing in my life. There's a certain value of avodas Hashem in my life. Certain value of being, doing the right thing in my life. And I'm starting that. And I'm not going to let the Yetzer Hara come along and tell me, you're never going to finish this, so what are you starting for? And therefore what you accomplish is worthless. Because I don't know, it seems to me that one of the biggest Yetzer Haras you have with in yeshiva is this nakuda. It's not the guys, the people don't want to do better. Every single person in yeshiva wants to do better. It's no self-agreement. From the guy that we had to ask leave the yeshiva to the guy that was the star of the yeshiva, every single person wants to do better. They want to grow. That's what it means to be in yeshiva. That's what it means to be a human being. We all understand that life has to have value, life has purpose, and that we want to get something out. We want to feel that our life is purposeful. So Yetzer Hara's argument saying, just lays around. We know that doesn't make you feel good. See, he comes with you, so the guy's motivated to change. You never can make it happen anyway. It won't work. It won't really last. That's the Yetzer Hara that we grapple with. We can't not do it. And of course, and then he, right, just when you're finally ready to overcome it anyway, he puts a story over there about Adam Gadol, who's made a Kabbalah, and he stuck to it, and he said, it's the only way to do it, And he said, well, you're about to, so you get just in time, he's masming you the story that you don't need to hear. We're going to start Slichas, Motzei Shabbos. We say Vidui. Vidui, Nusach of the Rambam, not Rambam, it has different Nuschos of the Rambam. It has three different Nuschos, exactly what the Lashon of the Vidui is. But he says, in the third Nusach of how he describes Vidui, he says, Aval anachnu chatanu. Aval anachnu chatanu. Now, what do those words mean in English? But we rechaita. So now, when we say it, we start. We're not asipanim ksharev learn lefanecha. Seikam anachnu chatanu. Aval anachnu v'seinu chatanu. So that's very nice. He says we're not big chutzalfim to say we didn't do chatanu yet, but we rather we did do chatanu. Okay. The problem is the Rambam doesn't have those words. The first sentence, the Rambam says ikra v'iri is those words. Aval anachnu chatanu. So what does Aval anachnu chatanu mean? Out in the middle, mitten drinnen, as they say. In the middle of nowhere, you know, but I did something wrong. What's but? What was like the, like, you know, there's no first sentence. You know, I'm sure your English teacher, you started your composition with the word but. He was like, what? You're gonna get a mark on grammar for that one. Right? So the word but means there was something before and now we're chatanu. What does chatanu mean? Let's point this out before. The word chet comes to the lashon chesaron. Rashi says, Rashi actually is not fair. Rashi, when Yaakovinu talks to Laban, Laban was after Yaakov, and Yaakov, they confront each other, and he says, you know, look, what do you want from me? Right? Everything's been all my responsibility. So she says, well, that means Lashon of Chesaron, I had to pay for the loss. Like it says, in Malachim, that's if Adoniyah becomes a melech, we're going to be chaser. We're going to be chaser min oilam. We're going to be destroyed. Rashi in Malachim says means chaserim. Like it says, you know, like, you know, you're being a raya from the raya. It's also, you get bag marks of that in English also. But Rashi says the word chatanu means chasar. Vidui is the recognition that we're not happy the way we are. But I thought it was okay. You know, I realized it's not okay. I thought I was doing okay. I'm not happy with it. That's the but. The Rambam says that the charata is an integral part of the vidui. Why is charata an integral part of the vidui? Vidui is the act of being misvadet, admitting. Because what are you admitting to? You're not admitting to the chet, the sin. It's a bad translation, sin. Right? You sinned. Right? You get one of these pastors, you get some of the church. We sinned. You know, like, right? That's not what we're admitting to. We're saying that we regret the fact that this is where we're at, where we are. The Rambam says you can get that phrase, we regret where you are. The Rambam says that a person has to say what he did wrong. Right? The Rambam says he has to say that he has charata. The Rambam says he's not going to do it again. All of that is part of Nusach HaBidui, the Rambam says, beginning of Parabates. A bit later on, there's something, Beis Halacha Ches, he says, you said, I'll not do chazon, you got the whole thing. If you say, but, which means whatever it was until now, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be. But, I was chayte. I'm missing something in my life. This is not the life that I want. This is not where I want to be. The Rambam says you have to say you're not going to do it again. Well, I mean it to the point that I'm not going to stay where I am. What will be down the road? We'll do it down the road. But I'm not staying here. This is not where I want to be. I'm not staying here. I'm going to change. I'm going to move somewhere. There's going to be forward movements. That's vidui. It's interesting. The Rambam says that a person who is misvada and he's not oizev, he's tel b'sharetz b'yada. So, think about that. That's a very fascinating idea. So a person goes into the mikveh. The mikveh is a mokum of tahara, and he has the tumas sheretz with him. So he makes a tumas mitahrim. The tumas mitamim, right? But the ma'isa mikveh is a mokum tahara. A person is not oisiv. So what value does that vidui have? You have the guy next to a yeshiva happens to have a penchant. He likes teasing you. So it's the din of mechila from Yom Kippur. He says, by the way, I'm not going to stop doing this, but please be moichel me. And you're supposed to ask. I'm supposed to apologize. So apologizing, you say shkoyach for such. I don't need your apologies. He's not being oisim like the Rambam. So it's a tefillah, it's a mikvah, taken has koyach of tahara, but the ma'aseh, there's a tumah also. Where's the tahara? There's just tumah there. The tahara is the recognition of Allah after chatava. That recognition that I'm not happy with where I am, that's already accomplishment. There's another problem. The ma'aseh, you have the vera being still there, being matamah you. But there's a tahara, the tahara process of the vidui is the recognition I cannot stay where I am. That I'm not comfortable with this reality. That is the problem. Hopefully it bothers me enough that I will take the steps to make an actual change. And start a different direction. Hopefully I will do that. If I don't, the mikvah didn't accomplish what it was supposed to accomplish. The mitzvah of tshuva is given in the nusach of vidui, which means that the primary process of tshuva is the recognition of that's not what I am, that's not who I am, that's not what I want to be, that's not where I want to go. I need to do something differently. I am not comfortable where it is. And that recognition itself starts a process, and that is the process of tshuva. And that's why the Torah gives the mitzvah of tshuva through the mitzvah of vidui, according to the Rambam. Do I have to promise that I will make it to the end? No, I have to promise that I'm starting the road. It has to be an honest start. Right? We're mesameich for the chosn kal because they walked down to the chuppah, they made it to the chuppah. The Rambam says the reason why they're malav with the chosn kal, they hold on to down to the chuppah just in case. Right? He might decide to run away at the last minute. He made it to the chuppah. He made a commitment. What will be? We'll deal with it. Well, it's not going to be easy. And there's forwards and there's backs and there's ups and there's downs. We talked about the Ben Yarno last week. I said we could go right through the Nusach over there, right? The Matana type of tshuva is that we're able to do this. It lightens up your life. It's a light. That I'm not stuck where I am because I'm not happy with that. That's the pain that a person should feel. Mama's not happy with this. The more you recognize the avol chatana that we're really missing something, the more there's a good chance you're going to change. The fellow who's comfortable being single is not going to make a big effort to get married. I once asked the Rashiva. Like, when do you know when it's time to start dating? So I don't remember what he told me. I don't remember what he told me, but I remember one of my chaverim asked him the question. He said, when you start really not enjoying the life of a bachur in the dorm. When this is not what you want to be, then it's time to get married. Because when you're enjoying that, it's hard to move to getting married. Because you have no motivation. Contrary to public opinion, the dating process is not kashmak. You got to be motivated to do it. You got to want to do it. Because I'm not happy with what my reality is over here. I want something different. So you take steps to do it. It might take time. It might take effort. It might take pain. But I'm starting the process. Chazal say that the David Hashem Ori v'Yishi, Ori is Rosh Hashanah. There's an or that Rosh Hashanah puts in our life. I'd ask you to describe the way, you know, the standard Moshe Shmuz, Rosh Hashanah, Zim Adin, who will live, who will die, you know. Okay, now let's put an appellation of, you know, the descriptive term of Rosh Hashanah in your life. Ah, it's an or. It's a light. Is that the descriptive term we would use for Rosh Hashanah? Sukkim in Nehemiah talk about that the small group which went up to build Bayis Sheni, and they're celebrating their first Rosh Hashanah in the Beis Hamikdash, and they're worried, and they're Nehemiah tells them that the Ched Rosh Hashem Himuuzchem, that the simcha that you're going to celebrate, Ichum Machlanim Shesum Atakim. You should go be celebrate. There's a chedva here. There's a simcha here. Rosh Hashanah is a simcha. Rosh Hashanah is the simcha of a new start. That's the simcha of Rosh Hashanah. I'm not bound by last year. The Bereshit and his wisdom, right? So it's very hard to change because, like, you know, I'm the same person. You're not the same person. The thing is true every single night before you go to bed, because you wake up in the morning, you're not the same person you were like yesterday. That was yesterday. Today you're new. How much more so the beginning of a year? Life is given in the Russian gives out life in year-long parcels. That parcel finished. It's a new life. So that's a time of Haskalah. Time of Haskalah is you can do something different. And you have to start. And that's why it's a fascinating idea. Put down an halacha that's kedai during Sashem Mitshuva to be more makhra than the rest of the year. So if I want to be really cynical, that's pretty hypocritical. Like, you know, be makhra on the Pas Yisrael for 10 days, or actually 9 days, because you don't need Pas Yisrael on Yom Kippur. Right? Unless a person's not well. Right? Pass itself for 9 days. Now, we're not going to pass itself for Shabbos. Right? You're not going to pass itself on Yom Tov. So now it's only down to 6 days. Some of that you don't eat. So it's now down to 5.5 days. So the grace of Uftu that you're pasha, this chumrah you undertook, and for 5.5 days you're going to be not going to pass itself. Yeah, that's exactly the point. At the beginning of something, you're today, you're going to try and do it. You're going in a good direction. What's Yom Kippur? We'll do what's Yom Kippur. You know, will it last till Shabbos, Ben Yom Kippur, the Sukkos? They say, you know, for 4 days you're busy with building the Sukkos, there's no Averis, Baruch Hashem. And Yom Tov is Yom Tov, and Hashanah Rabbah, you get a chance to have another dinner ready. We don't need extraordinary changes, which are that we need haskolas. We need I want to change direction. You saw it last time. The point is, go a different direction. You'll stumble, you'll fall, but that's an accomplishment, and you won't make it to next Rosh Hashanah. But that doesn't make a difference. But the fact that you made an honest haskola is a tremendous thing. And the nature of is that you make an honest haskola. And once, twice, three times, the fourth time it works. You start riding a bike. I like the analogy of riding bikes. Anyway, but you start riding a bike. You fall the first time. You fall the second time. Maybe there's some extraordinary individual who like got on the bike and just like starts riding down the street, like never touched a bike before in his life. And next thing you know, he's like, you know, he's racing, you know, in the Tour de France. You know, most people don't work like that. You get on the bike and you fall. That's life. You start doing tshuva and you fall. That's life. But if it was an honest change, it was an honest. So that's why the tshuva is a valid tshuva, even though it didn't last the next year, because now we would like it to last. It's something which we can make, find a way to make it last. It's hakbulah, it should last. But the point is the change. The point is the attitude or the direction. That this is not where I want to be. I'm going to take steps to do something differently. Will I fall? Yes, I will probably fall. I'll deal with it then. Like, I cannot not start riding a bike because I'm going to fall. What happens if I fall? You get up and you go right through. But if you never get on the bike, you don't get on the bike. So Bershon says, I'm going to give you a time of year where there's a feeling of freshness, a feeling of newness, a feeling of excitement. There's a feeling of, I have the ability to change. Bershon says, I'm going to come a little bit closer. You're going to feel my presence more. You're going to be motivated to change. You're going to say, you're not comfortable where you are. You're going to make steps in another direction. Yes, it's going to be for a Kabbalah for 5.5 days, a Pas Yisrael. That's also an accomplishment. It's also movement. And then once we start movements, we recognize that's something which is valuable, hopefully we can hold on to movement. And we can say that the goal is not the finish line. It never was the finish line. The goal is move. The goal is don't be static. Don't be an oymen, be a mahalif. So I think that's going back to the story, are they saying that they're not going to be sad about the loss of their sister? One day they're going to see this other woman instead. There's going to be moments that are going to be sad. That's not the issue. But right now they made a decision. Right now we're going to be positive. We're going to start with the right attitude. I don't promise it's going to be perfect. I can't promise that. That doesn't make a difference. I'm starting that scholar with a good attitude. We'll be samach together. We'll spend time together. And then we'll see. And that's a tremendous simcha that we're able to recognize that there was something which we're lacking, and we're seeing movement in that. And that fills us with such a simcha, and then hopefully that'll be the ability. That'll give us that simcha, that feeling of we're accomplishing, will give us the strength and the motivation to move it a little bit weiter, halavai.